And here on KBRB, as we continue our fall sports previews, we are here with head coach of the Stuart Broncos, Coach Colin Sherman. And coach, for some, we were waiting for a longer summer, but you as a football coach and a team that returns pretty healthy load off of a state championship title, I'm expecting you were ready for the summer to end and get ready to get into football.
Yep, I was pretty excited when that first day of practice come along and school started, you know, trying to get back in the mode of it. But yeah, no, it's definitely good to be back and chatting with you guys.
Stuart's going to have a target on their back, and coach, they are going to try, you are, I should say, going to try to become the first ever back-to-back six-man state champions in football since they went ahead and the NSAA sanctioned it, and so a big target on the Broncos this year.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit this summer about the target and, you know, how everybody's going to, you know, throw their best game at us. And, you know, I think the boys prepared well over the summer. You know, they had a great weight room this summer, and the camps we went to, I thought we competed really, really well. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, that's last year's team, and we got to move on, but it's always, you know, it's always lingering in your mind. But the one thing I did tell them, you know, exactly what you said, is we have a huge target on our back the whole entire season.
You lost a good group of seniors, but man, do you bring back some core guys that were part of your offensive defense from last year. And let's just start on the offensive side of things. Going to be loaded up again at your quarterback spot as well as running backs.
Yep. You know, we got Cade back, obviously, at quarterback, four-year starter for us this year. And, you know, he had a good season last year. But, the thing with him is I thought he took really good care of the football for us. So we need that, you know, out of him again. And, you know, our running backs are both back with Owen and Drew. And, you know, they both bring a really good 1-2 punch. You know, neither of them rushed for 1,000 yards, but they were both healthy at the end of the year, which I thought was a huge deal. And, you know, our line is a very experienced group with Cameron Kalp and Zane Doak and Trey Wallinger, you know, two seniors and a junior. And we actually got a transfer in from North Central with Atwood Albrecht. He comes in as a phenomenal athlete for us and receiver. So, you know, we have some guys that, you know, had a lot of playing time last year, and then we have a few that need to step up. But so far, you know, in the couple weeks that we've had to practice, they've looked really good for us.
And that's one of the things, too. Coach, we always talk about skilled position, but in six-man football, everyone's eligible, and you've had a really good center the past few years, and look for Kalp to be that guy once again.
Yeah, for sure. Cameron's, he's the guy in charge of our O-line. He's making calls all the time. And usually they're the right ones. And, you know, we just kind of get behind him and go. And, you know, Zane had some injury, you know, last year towards the end of the year, but he played in the state championship with a torn ACL. So he's a tough-nosed kid too. And Trey's Wallinger made a huge step from the sophomore to junior year, and he's going to help us out a lot too this year. So, you know, we're really going to rely on that line to run the football, but, you know, we also have receivers to throw to again, too.
Well, let's talk about those receivers, because you do lose a big tight end and a big-time receiver. You lost one Paxton, you lost Tubbs, and now time to reload with some kids that are hungry to get on the field.
Yep, no, you're exactly right. Those two are pretty, you know, I mean, some would say they're irreplaceable, but, you know, we have the other younger Paxton. Tommy Paxton's come in, and he had a great summer in the weight room, and he's got great hands and makes plays for us just as a sophomore. And, you know, Atwood is going to be a kid that's going to step in the role. And I mean, he's an athletic kid who makes plays for us. You know, Briar Almgren, we're going to move him to a wing spot on our offense. So he'll be out there catching the football, making some blocks. And, you know, that was kind of the excitement coming in, is who we're going to put where. And once we kind of finally decided and went with it, I really like how it looks, and it just made me more excited.
Defense, I think, coach, is really what made the Stuart Broncos into the team they were last year. Of course, I know you got to put up points, but, man, when it counted, these guys stepped up, especially on the last drive of last year's state championship when SEM had a chance to seal the deal and you guys had the defenses step up. So now you're going to kind of have a little bit of a revamped defense because you're kind of losing the ends and possibly on the linebacker spot.
Yeah, you know, we lose one of our ends and linebacker, one of our DBs too. And, you know, but we just have guys that are going to step in and fill in. And, you know, Cameron's probably going to get a little more time on defense this year, playing that defensive end spot. you know, I keep saying Atwood, he's going to step in and play at that linebacker spot with Owen. And, you know, we got Cade on the line. I mean, he's coming back with 15 sacks from last year. And Drew's going to head the secondary for us. And Nigel Addison is going to be a kid that's going to have to step up and make some plays for us at the defensive back spot.
Coach, six-man football, not many in the league, but man, when we look at your schedule, it starts out pretty good. I mean, you have Cody Kilgore, then you have Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, Silver Lake, you'll be at Santee. You also have Hampton at Shelton, at Ansley Litchfield. So I tell you what, it's not like you guys are going to be looking at, oh, who do we have next week? It's going to be, let's get the job done this week, and then we'll think about next week.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, it was hard at the beginning of the year. You know, everybody's looking, you know, to that SDM game and Silver Lake, you know, was a quarterfinalist last year and getting into the district play. But, you know, I think we finally come to terms with we need to take it one week at a time. That's an easy way for us to enjoy the football season. You know, some say it's a really long year, but, you know, when you're out there having fun and making plays and doing well, it goes pretty fast. So, you know, I just tell the kids, you know, let's just take it one practice, one game at a time. And, you know, they've been doing a really good job of just speaking on Cody for, you know, the past couple of weeks and not looking forward to a rematch and all this and that. So, no, you're exactly right. First things first is we got to take care of business the week of and worry about whoever's next.
Well, with the some fields not having lights and things like that, Coach, as I look at your schedule, it looks like all but one game is going to be in the daylight. You have most of your games at 2 o'clock, and then at the end of the season, a 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock game. Heat becomes a little bit of a factor, so these youngsters have to be in tremendous shape.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've been practicing in the heat. Obviously, you know, we take extra water breaks and all that, but, you know, I just look at it as, you know, we're playing in it, we need to practice in it, so... And the boys do a really good job, you know, and we acclimate for, you know, conditioning and all that. But, you know, it's the same thing we've been doing in the past. They're not, you know, these afternoon games aren't new to us. We have a lot of them throughout the year in the heat. So, you know, and sometimes the boys take it into pride that we're the more conditioned team in the fourth quarter in these heat games, you know. And, you know, that's the beauty about having 20 kids on the roster, too, is we can really rotate guys in and out and somebody doesn't have to be on the field for, you know, 70, 80 plays. So, you know, the numbers are definitely in our favor, and, you know, we've had a really good couple, a week or so, whatever it's been, of practice, so, and it doesn't look like it's going to cool off anytime soon, so, no, the boys, you know, they really do a good job of practicing in it, and but, I mean, we have to with all the afternoon games that we have.
Well, some old faces, some new faces we'll see on the field. Coach, how about the coaches' staff? We back with the same crew?
Yep. Kate Schmatter will be my D coordinator. And then we got John Schmatter up in the booth. You know, he's kind of the eyes in the sky for us. And, you know, I love having these guys back, trust them with all I got. And, you know, they're two of the reasons that we do, you know, we had success last year is because of those two.
Well, Coach, here's to some sleepless nights and some long hours watching video and a chance for you guys to do something that, again, hasn't been done since six-man football has been sanctioned by NSAA, and that is to defend your state championship and go for number two.
Nope, I appreciate you guys' coverage. It really means a lot, you know, how you guys follow us. So,
all right, Coach, we'll see you on the football field. Best of luck.
Sounds good. Thank you.